The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Orla Drumgool is an Irish mammy who loves to cook and bake and feed people, and she's here and she brought me shortbread to celebrate the launch of the Irish Mammy Cooks cookbook. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're very welcome. I hope they taste good.
Well, I'm looking forward to it from yesterday, because I did see on Instagram that you had the whole kitchen pulled apart making...
Literally. And I thought, okay, let's show the reality. So I was leaving for Dublin at 2:30, and at 1:30 I was still in my dressing gown, still decorating the shortbread. But I think that's the sort of frenetic nature of me that was kind of my happy space. Mm-hmm.
Now, I found you online when the tray bakes became a thing, and you were just everywhere. And I kind of fell in love with you because I thought, this is all doable. This is at my level. This is how I grew up eating and watching my mother cook.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was achievable.
But I think that's the thing. I think I have so many cookbooks and I read them all the time. But very often I look and I go... 27 ingredients, and I don't have this one, and I don't have this one, and I don't make Asian food very often, so I don't have that ingredient in the cupboard. And then you buy it, and my daughter said, do you remember, Mam, we found the spice from 1999 in Nancy's cupboard when we were cleaning out Mam and Dad's house? So I kind of don't like waste. So it's trying to make things with what you have. And you kind of, like, I love having just a few ingredients. I love smoked paprika in everything. So when I buy it for one ingredient or for one recipe, I'll kind of play with it and say, well, what else can I use
Throw
this
it in?
Because I think it's that thing of trying not to waste what's in the cupboard without buying. So at the beginning of the book, actually, I have sort of staples. And if you like, you know, things you should have in your cupboard all the time. And OK, so I don't have that ingredient, but I can still make things without that ingredient, you know. And my mother was always one for throwing any old thing in. I'm not quite as adventurous she was, because some of the things she made, we didn't really enjoy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought, because I was reading your book last night, which is why I don't have it with me, because I left it beside the bed last night, fully intending on tripping over it this morning and remembering. But there it stays this morning. But I was reading about your mother. Like, she seemed to really take it in her stride, like cooking for big gangs of people. Well, your own family was a big gang.
Yeah. So Mam and Dad had 12 children. They always told me 12. I used to say 9, but there were 12 of us. Mam lost 3 children in very early childhood. Her first, her third, and the little girl just before me.
How do you keep going?
I know.
You know, it's not incredible.
I know, that's it. She said, I just keep going. And so I suppose food was always the heart of our family. And I have 8 siblings now, and we spent many a happy holiday down in Glengariff, 40 of us. And so every family would take one night to feed people. So we're all used to, like, for me, I think this is the most normal thing in the world, that you kind of go, yeah, we only had 25 at the confirmation. So for us, that's a small crowd.
Yeah.
And I suppose because everyone in my family does this, Claire, I assumed that
everyone
this
else
is something
does
that everyone else does. And that, you know, you throw a tray bake together for the staff and there are 60 of them, and you assume that it isn't a big deal because it takes 15
when
minutes.
You say the staff, you were a teacher.
I was
that
a
was
teacher
in St. Louis,
Dundalk.
Teaching and fully involved in that career. And this sort of happened generically off the back of that. So explain to us how you got into all of this.
Yeah, it did. I suppose I used to do the PR for the school, and Mam used to sell encyclopedias as a side job, as well as being a primary teacher and having 9 of us. And she always said, if it's something that's really good, it sells itself. So for me, being the PR person for our school was so easy, because, I mean, the walls of that school are just so beautiful, and the aura in the building has nothing to do with me or any of the people there. It's just the school. So it was easy to do that job, and I just enjoyed the PR side of things. And I like writing. I used to say I wanted to be a journalist when I was young, and then I became a teacher. And so I used to do that. And then I kind of thought, I wonder, can I do this for myself? And I used to feed Mam and Dad when Dad was at home. He had dementia before he died, and we looked after him at home for 6 months before he died. But none of us lived in Newbridge, so we used to come down at the weekend, and we all had different jobs. So I used to do the filling of the freezer for them. And then I just started posting pictures of that, because my friends used to say, how do you do that, Orla? Like, you make it look so easy. And I said, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to make something that's accessible to you. So there are things, I know you love Nevin Maguire. I adore Nevin. Like, I just think he's incredible. And he makes everything look so easy.
He does, yeah.
He really does.
That for me is key to any chef, any cook, any baker. Make it so that I can do it. I can't do complicated. No. I don't have time.
And I suppose I'm an English teacher and, you know, children learn procedural writing. So how do you make it accessible and understandable for everybody? And I'm used to explaining things like my mams as well. My biggest love was teaching children who weren't able and being the person in school for the little children who loved school because time was hard at home. And so you make it easy for them because it's easy to teach the bright girls, but it's not so easy to teach the girls who find it hard to understand. And that's what I started doing on the blog because I suppose, and that's where it came from. And then I just started putting my voice on it because I didn't want to appear because I was a teacher and you can't be seen on social media.
Oh, you were still working at this time.
I was working until this time last year, actually. Right. Friday is my 1 year retirement, would you believe?
But you could never have expected it would take off to the extent that it did.
No, but at the same time, Paddy is 10 years older than me and
Your
he
husband?
Retired. My husband, my dearest husband that I forgot at the launch last night, but I don't forget him normally. so he retired 6 years before me and the girls were all gone to college and I thought, okay, now I'm going to retire and spend time with him. But I'm my mother's daughter and I thought, what am I going to do? I can't do nothing. Because if I was doing nothing, I'd stay in bed all day. I'd laze around the place.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, I would. I'd be terrible.
No, you wouldn't.
So I wanted something to do. And I thought, if I have 10,000 followers, it'd be a nice little sideline. And then I posted an apple and custard tray bake. And it took off.
That was like, that's lovely. I've tried that. That's very nice.
And, you know, I was going to make that, but it doesn't travel as well as shortbread.
Yeah, you have to eat it immediately.
You have to eat it immediately. The shortbread lasts about 3 weeks in the fridge.
But the good to know. So the tray bake then, that became a phenomenon and you were doing all sorts of different tray bakes.
Yeah.
There must have been a demand. Were people saying to you, give us more?
Yes. And it was like, oh, and can you make this kind of a one or what do you have? And then I'd kind of go into the kitchen and go, I have a bit of that and I have a bit of that. And I love freeze-dried fruit. And there's a fabulous company, Vera Miklas, not an ad, but I love her stuff. And I love championing female businesses like Tara's Chocolates. I just like championing.
Tara Garland, yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful chocolates.
But championing female businesses and finding products that are really good and sharing them, not because somebody's paying me to do that, but because I suppose I come from a family of very strong women. Mammy was an incredible powerhouse. Like at her funeral, we had a tree trimmer and we had a drill bit, and we had all sorts of things. We had a dress. My sister wore a dress she had made. She made wedding dresses for cousins of mine. She baked. She sold books. There were so many facets.
She did everything.
To her. And I just think, you know, we live in a world where there's misogyny, Claire, and I think it's important for women to boost women.
So the videos then, I mean, what's different about you is you don't dress it up. So you don't have the kitchen with every shade of grey behind you and every surface is absolutely perfect. And you do say sometimes that recipe didn't work.
Yes. And because one day I remember I said, okay, poor Paddy, we have an open plan house. So when I video, if I talk to camera, Paddy has to stay quiet. And he loves Countdown and we watch A Place in the Sun every day because we dream of being in the sun. Please God, we'll get there soon. And so I go, okay, you have to stay quiet. Stop talking. And I go, another video. So sometimes I try and do 3 or 4 recipes in one day. And also because I kind of love experimenting. And I just had a really bad day one day and none of them worked, except one that kind of worked, didn't work properly for me, but I knew what I had done wrong so I could fix it.
Yeah.
So I shared it with the fixed thing that I knew would work.
Very useful.
But also the dirty dishes, I'm horrified because everybody is now looking at the dirty dishes. I clean the kitchen normally.
But that's what cooking is like, you
it
know?
Is.
We all try to clean as we go, but there comes a you know crunch point in the recipe where everything is dirty and messy. But
yes.
It's great to see that because...
Yeah.
You know, this is what puts so much pressure on us, I think, when we see the perfect kitchen and everything is clean and tidy and there isn't a speck of flour on the work surface.
Yeah.
It's not real.
No, it's not. And I think I have to say as well, part of what I love about it is people respond and people say, like, I get so many messages from people. You know, Paddy wasn't well recently and a lady sent a message to say she was saying prayers for him. And then she sent a message to say her own daughter was going in for heart surgery. So I sent her a message the night before and told her I was thinking of her. And we checked in a few days later. And for me, that's what being a teacher is, Claire. It's the connection thing. And it is that sense of belonging to something bigger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And genuinely, I love my blog because I get so much more from it than anybody who follows me gets, because I just love people.
And now we come to the book. So, I mean, a whole other step, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've gone from like putting your own little recipes up online initially to the tray bake explosion and everybody loving it and the followers increasing to being in print.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
I can't quite believe that. And it's funny, when I got the book, you know, people do these lovely unveilings of seeing the book and the response. I actually wasn't able to do that because I saw the book. I got a box of them and I saw the book and I went, oh, I'll have to wait. And then I went, no, I'm going to look at it. And then I said, sure, I can just pretend afterwards, but I don't pretend. So I actually spent the whole weekend with a book beside me on the couch between Paddy and me. And every now and then I just picked it up and I looked at it and I thought, and it's funny, I talked last night about teaching English and personal voice. And actually, that's what I really love about the book, that it feels like me
mm-hmm.
talking. And that's what I wanted it to be.
It really does, because even in that introduction to the soup section, you say, I don't really like soup.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make me soup, you have to impress me.
Yeah. And actually, I have started drinking my own soup now. I quite like the new one that I made for Paddy recently with the carrots and red pepper. It's so good. Genuinely.
Paddy just realised how lucky he is. Because yeah. he's obviously getting the benefit of all of these recipes that are being made in the house.
I'm very lucky to have him. He puts up with a lot of chaos, I can tell you.
So what have you done in the books? You have your sort of simple things at the beginning. You have your soups. But it's dinners. Like, it's not just baking.
Yeah,
it's the whole... And it's cooking for a crowd.
It's cooking for a crowd. And I love that chapter. There's a chapter called The Gathering, because that's what we do. We gather as a family. Like, when we gather as a family, we don't tend to go out. I know we went out last year and it was kind of like, yeah, but we were kind of, there was something missing, because no more than me, we all talk a lot.
Yes.
So being in your own house means you get to do that. So yeah, there's a chapter on The Gathering. There are chapters on chicken, on beef, on pork, on vegetarian recipes, on the potato, soups, breakfasts. And then lots of tray bakes. And I made mini and maxi tray bakes for people who live alone, but also showed people, there's a little section telling you how you can size them up.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the number of eggs you use.
And you have a bread section, and there's a lot of controversy about that. You get in trouble with people over the bread.
So funny. Soda bread and brown bread. That's not called brown bread. That soda bread is actually called wheaten bread in the north. And you're going, yeah, but I'm from the south. I'm from Kildare. We call it brown bread. Or soda bread made with brown flour.
And it tastes good.
Yeah.
Just put butter on it and
eat
it and enjoy it.
Exactly, yeah.
And the brown buns.
The brown buns.
Now, I was, when I saw that you called them buns, I was going, don't know.
They're
like small brown loaves.
Yeah, but we always had brown buns and white buns at home. That's what Mam called them.
But they're bread consistency, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're, as in, it's brown bread, but it's just made in the shape of a rectangle to fit, would you believe, a piece of cheese. Because we had a big block of cheese, and actually years ago when Dad was in the army, we used to get the army supply the 14-pound piece of cheese, which meant two of my brothers no longer eat cheese. We had a lot of it when we were young. But yeah, so she made them the size of the slices of cheese that we used to cut mm-hmm. for our lunch. So
what, the buns that we would have, like queen cakes or fairy cakes, what did you call them?
Buns.
They're all buns.
So they were queen cakes. Well, maybe we called them queen cakes. I don't know. Roisin was the queen of the queen cake in our house. But I don't know, maybe. And
it's
we never
buns.
Called them fairy cakes.
Listen, they all tasted good. That's the main
thing.
And one other thing I want to talk to you about, because people listening to this will hear your beautiful voice, which has become the subject of some conversation as well, hasn't it? What are people saying to you about your voice?
Well, it's funny, you know, and it's a thing I often thought about myself, that I should read audiobooks. I don't know whether to be pleased or upset that somebody said, my God, I sometimes just put you on to put me to sleep. And I thought, am I that boring? So my nephew in America, Fionn, said, Mom, she's ASMR. That's what people listen to her for. And Siobhan said, what's ASMR? So I also had to have that explained to me. And I still can't tell you what the acronym is for. But yeah, and I suppose I kind of chat about orchids and I chat about little kitchen tips. Mm-hmm. And
it's people get pleasure from voices that bring them comfort.
Yeah.
Is that the
and
way
you see,
to
I was
say
a singer. And Dad used to say, she's a great singer. She'll make her fortune. But I think he thought I was going to be a singing star. But no, I didn't have the neck for that one. You need a steeliness in you to be that person.
Yeah, but look at the turn that your life has taken. I mean, who would have predicted it?
Isn't it great? I'm 59 in May and I just think I've started a whole new life that I know nothing about. I'm not a business person, but it's a fantastic adventure and I'm so grateful to be on that journey. It's mm-hmm. wonderful.
And the book is in shops now.
It is actually in shops, yes.
Great. Okay, well listen, it is called The Irish Mammy Cooks Cookbook by Orla Drumgool. And such a pleasure to meet you. But as I said to you when you walked in, I feel like I know you because of your videos and how open and honest you are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And thank you for the shortbread, which we will enjoy.
Enjoy them.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.